We are winning. Victory for one could be victory for all. The military purge will not continue. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, May 27th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. The U.S. Navy just suffered a huge setback in its quest to impose this COVID vaccine onto the entire military. Navy Lieutenant Billy Mosley has been in the service for 22 years. When the vaccine order came down, he could have chosen to simply retire rather than get the jab. But no, Mosley chose to stay and fight. It's what he was trained to do. It's what he was born to do. For him, it was a matter of right and wrong and standing up for more than two centuries of U.S. naval tradition. Mosley could have submitted a religious accommodation request as well, since he, like many other servicemen, objected to the bioweapon death serum injections on religious grounds. But he knew that this strategy was doomed because the Biden regime decided to cover its bases and implement a blanket denial policy rejecting essentially every religious accommodation request. So instead, Lieutenant Mosley tried a different strategy. He simply refused the order as unlawful. And he took his case before the Navy's Administration Separation Board. Mosley did his homework. He traveled to the separate Navy facilities to demonstrate that the supposedly FDA-approved vaccines, Comirnaty and Spikevax, were not available there. And in a 3-0 ruling earlier this month, that board ruled in Lieutenant Mosley's favor. The vaccination order was not a lawful one, and he can remain with the Navy until he retires. Lieutenant Mosley's case doesn't automatically apply to other cases, and several hundred members of the Navy have already been kicked out. So we don't want to oversell this victory, but it's still a win, a very important win, and offers hope to hundreds of other Navy members who are still battling to secure their rights and protect our armed forces from being gutted. Attorney Thomas Renz has been helping lead the legal fight against vaccine mandates in the military, and he joins us now. Tom, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Oh, glad to be here, Stu. I appreciate all that you're doing to fight this and to get it out there.
You know, Tom, if this ruling came down for Lieutenant Mosley, why would it not apply across the Navy and all of the armed forces?
Well, I mean, the way that the law is structured, it's not necessarily going to act as precedent for everything, but it could. I mean, you know that any other review board that's looking at anybody else, you know, their lawyers are going to be saying, hey, take a look at what they did here. So they're going to try and push that, you know, I mean, it may well spread. It should spread. I mean, there's no question that this is, you know, an issue. I mean, so, you know, Stu, you remember back, oh, when was it here? A few months ago, I was on your show and we had the document from the military, and that document showed that Comirnaty isn't available.
Right.
They knew Comirnaty. I mean, they're mislabeling it and they're intentionally mislabeling it. We've known this for quite a few months. So you can't, it's pretty clear you can't force someone to take an experimental jab, but that's what they're trying to do. And they've been trying to get away with it. And it, you know, looks like this crew actually made the argument and made it well. And the board did what they ought to do.
So, I mean, the Pentagon essentially has acknowledged there is no FDA approved, fully licensed vaccine available for any service member in the United States military.
Right. Well, and again, you're right. They have. And we know that. I mean, in that senior leaders brief that was leaked to us, it said specifically, it said, you know, that part of the problem they were having with the mandates in the military is a shortage of jabs. But they said that the shortage was the BioNTech jab. Then they said that, you know, one of the alternative solutions, you know, because they have to present solutions apparently in these, is to find some Comirnaty. But we know that Comirnaty is not available. It's not available anywhere. I mean, you know, the FDA gave this approval so that they could claim that this was approved, and they're trying to claim that it's interchangeable, but legally they can't do that.
So what was this? It's all wordsmithing? I mean, this is just like to pull the wool over the eyes of Americans?
Stu, this is fraud. It is absolute fraud. I have not found a single American that's got a Comirnaty jab. Now, there may be one, but I haven't seen it. And when they approved it, they said, you know, it's not going to be available for several years. You know, Comirnaty is not available. It's just, they did this as a show to try and defraud the American public even further. What astounds me more than anything, Stu, is that you and I have been talking about this for months, and that people, there are still people out there that believe these liars. Every time they open their mouth, they lie.
Hundreds of thousands, millions of people have seen the information that has been put forth on this program proving that there is no FDA-approved, fully licensed COVID vaccine available. We have a gene editing, DNA editing, the removal of God's presence in one's creation, and this death serum, this euthanasia shot that guests on this program have repeatedly told us. Experts have said what's really concerning here is the long-term effects. I mean, we're already seeing people at their peak physical condition collapsing and dropping dead everywhere. Gag orders being put on the families of military. These people have just gone through basic training or tech school. I mean, these are not overweight, obese, old people. These are young, brave, and bright people at the peak of physical condition. So how is it that the military is able to continue doing this with something that's unlicensed without recourse?
Well, it's illegal, but they don't care. They're not following the law. And, you know, they go to court and then they perjure themselves and they lie further. I mean, you know, there was a case down in Florida, and, you know, they talked about that DMED data that you and I talked about a few months ago.
Yeah.
And that's the only spot that I know of that there's ever been a response outside of that PolitiFact fact check, right? And in that response, there was an unsigned document that was not even on letterhead that they supposedly came from the Department of Defense that tried to give some garbage about it being a glitch. Well, here's the problem. It met no evidentiary standards. Nobody signed for it. It wasn't even on letterhead. You know why? Because anybody that would have signed for it would have been perjuring themselves, so they couldn't say it. These people are lying, lying, lying. They have, I mean, listen, you've got Karen on here all the time, Kingston. You got Jane Ruby on here all the time. You guys have been ahead of the curve at breaking a lot of this. I've got it, you know, I publish this every week on my Substack. I've got it on Truth Social. I push all this stuff out there. I mean, it's all over rems-law.com. The truth is slapping people in the face, but these scumbags, you got to understand, they can't stop, Stu, because, you know, we've exposed the truth, but if the truth gets to the mainstream public on a broad scale, you're looking at Nuremberg too, and we all know what happened to the Nazis after Nuremberg.
Well, I mean, they're committing murder. They're intentionally killing and maiming and handicapping these people who volunteer for our United States military to go and die for a cause. And that cause is to protect the freedoms and liberties afforded by the Constitution, our inalienable God-given rights. And then they're having their rights taken away from them. And what we know what this is, if we can force the military to take this, we can point to the rest of America and say, if it's good enough and safe enough for these people, then it's good enough and safe enough for you.
Well, and I will tell you, I have not said this to another soul. I had a whistleblower, and the reason I haven't broke this before is because we're working on confirmation. But per this whistleblower, there's a belief that part of the reason that the military is going so hard at covering this up is because what they're doing is they're throwing these guys out once they've got health issues, but they're denying that it came from the jab. So they're not getting VA benefits. And if they were to all get VA benefits with as many as there are, it would blow the military's budget up. So there, part of this appears to be a way to screw our soldiers even further by avoiding giving them VA benefits, right?
So, I mean, so just to be clear, remember, we're talking about vaccine injured soldiers.
Right.
You
go into boot camp, you don't get VA benefits right away, right? So if you go in, you get the jab, and then, you know, you don't even finish boot camp, you're not eligible for VA benefits after you get out of there. Plus, you know, I mean, if you get, so by throwing these guys out right away, there's a large pool of people that they avoid, you know, having to give benefits to. Apparently, you know, the allegation that we've gotten is that that's part of the calculus for forcing it right away when they come in and then throwing them out before they would be eligible for benefits.
I mean, I don't want to get into all of the technical details regarding,
you know, the side effects of the shot, but we know what they are. And we know that the spike protein in these injections acts so much differently than the spike protein in the man-made virus that they intentionally released in order to push people to these inoculations, because that was the end game. I mean, the stated goal here is to kill people by the people who are responsible for putting this out. And so you're seeing things like Guillain-Barré, you're seeing things like, you know, Bell's palsy, and of course people being permanently handicapped and hospitalized and becoming infertile and losing babies early. And you're seeing all kinds of, according to the DMED data, over 1,000 times or 1,000% higher neurological problems in some of the smartest people on the planet that are responsible for keeping us safe here at home. And now they're introducing a whole new fake pandemic in this monkeypox, which we know is a cover-up for antibody-dependent enhancement and a complete result of these bioweapon shots that they rolled out, plus, of course, a whole lot of depraved gay sex as well.
Well, listen, Stu. So monkeypox, I mean, we know monkeypox has been around since the 50s. We've known about. I mean, it was probably there before that, but we've known about it since the 1950s. Nobody's ever cared about monkeypox. It doesn't spread easily. It's not something that has been, you know, if you get it, it can be dangerous, but it doesn't spread. Well, so what's changed? Why all of a sudden do we care about monkeypox? And why all of a sudden is Bill Gates running tabletop exercises that show that it's going to kill billions of people? There's only two variables. There's only two things that have changed. One, and I just put this on the Substack, is that they published a paper. They're doing gain of function research on monkeypox. Well, we already know that they, you know, what they did with their gain of function on SARS-2. So, you know, I mean, who's to, what, they wouldn't do it again?
The,
you know,
the exact playbook is repeating itself. I remember in January of 2020, you know, little blips on the mainstream news, on the fake media, on the complicit killer press, talking about this weird thing that has been broken out in China. Nancy Pelosi standing in front of the world saying, don't be a racist, go hug a Chinaman in Chinatown. These people were telling you there's no reason for a mask. This is rare. It shouldn't make it here to the mainland. We're not really all that concerned about it. And now they're reporting, there's only 9 cases of monkeypox so far in the United States. And so far these people, you know, they're doing well. They're pretty healthy. This is the same exact playbook. How are people not seeing this?
Well, yeah. Well, so, and again, is this monkeypox, is this the gain of function, or is this the other? Now, there's another thing. I don't know if you saw this. There's one other variable, Stu. Remember, McCullough just published a paper talking about the way that your immune system gets screwed up from these jabs. And without going into the details, basically the short version is if you've gotten the jab, you could be more susceptible to monkeypox. So here's it. Is this another case? Is this a repeat of 2020? Have they set this up to be a pandemic, or at least something that they can claim as a pandemic? Or is this another, or is this just a false flag operation? Yeah, I mean, you know, do they need to cover up for issues from the jab and for, you know, a new, more virulent strain that they've created? Or is it a false flag operation? They just want to, you know, scare the hell out of everybody and see how they react. And it's hard to tell at this point. But what I do know is if it's coming from the CDC or the World Health Organization, I don't trust it. Ever. Well,
of course not. No. And, you know, Dr. McCullough says, you know, you're likely, I'm going to go all the way and say you absolutely are more likely to get monkeypox or any other virus or bacterial infection after you have had these shots. We've talked about VAIDS, vaccine-induced AIDS. This is the depletion and the weakening of your natural immune system in your body. You're unable to fend off viruses that normally your body would be able to take care of on its own. But now these things are actually killing people. And this is what's happening. This is why the long-term effects of these vaccines in our military are even more so dangerous than what we're seeing in the short term. You're going to have pilots that are stroking out trying to land on an aircraft carrier. I mean, I don't know about you, but that sounds kind of tragic. That sounds like a situation that's not going to end well.
No, I mean, it can't. Well, and not only that. So if you're a globalist or a Chinese Communist Party member and you hate America, there is one other great benefit to this, right? You also have a way to weed out people who are actually patriots from the military. Because if you're willing to just follow orders and take this jab, that's the guy they want in the military. The guy who's actually thinking for himself, who's sworn to uphold the Constitution and realizes that this is an unconstitutional action, that guy's not going to take it. But that guy's also not going to follow orders if you do something else that's unconstitutional. So there's an added bonus that not only do they kill many of our soldiers, which is, you know, one of their goals, and weaken our military, but they also have a, you know, the added bonus that the people who are going to stand up against this stuff, they're gone. They're going to be, they're trying to throw them out. So,
Tom,
I mean,
listen, they're going to kill them if they can. They're going to weaken them if they can. They're going to turn them into feminine drag queens if they can, into transvestites or transgenders. And then they're going to purge out and kick out the rest. It's the same playbook that they did with the police on our streets right now that are allowing crime to happen right in front of their faces. They're not jumping out. They're not being proactive on gangbangers with guns in the name of racism because they're afraid of their entire city burning down. And if they act like they care too much or try too hard, they've already been told, you're going to be prosecuted instead of the criminal and you're going to go to the jail. I've got about a minute left here. I want your final words.
We've got to keep doing this. We need people promoting Stuke Peters. I need you to share my information, Truth Social, rems-law.com, @TomRems. Listen, Stu, these globalists aren't stopping until they've won or we've defeated them. We've got to keep
fighting.
They're
not going to stop until they're stopped.
That's right.
That's what
they do. We have to stop them completely.
And in a 3-0 ruling earlier this month, with that board and Lieutenant Mosley ruling in his favor, that board should also now be screaming from the highest rooftops with the loudest bullhorns. They have the evidence that made them rule in favor of Lieutenant Mosley, and yet still we have hundreds of thousands of service people who are still at risk from being forced to take this thing or separated from the military under other than honorable, which basically ruins the rest of their life and the rest of their career.
There should be no question. This should be standard across the board.
Thomas Renz, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Processing all of this information can be overwhelming. It can take a lot to organize these thoughts, to try to pull fragments from here and there. The information superhighway is at everybody's fingertips with these smartphones. It's coming in at lightning speed. You wake up in the morning to like black pills everywhere. I don't know. Maybe one of the things you shouldn't do is open up your news app right away in the morning because it's all fake anyways. Plus, it rots the brain. But trying to process that stuff for a lot of people requires like a shot of caffeine or some coffee or an energy drink of sorts. You don't need that anymore. Stop hitting the snooze button and be ready to go right away with products from Newtopia, these brain supplements that are completely safe, completely unaddictive, and 100% legal. These are brain supplements. They're energy for your brain. Boom, it's a switch. You turn it on in the morning and you're ready to go. Go to dominanceondemand.com right now and check out all of the products there. You really should do the research. You really should look at these things. We take pride in bringing sponsors to this program that are actually beneficial for the tribe here at the Stu Peters Show. There's a survey that you can take on there. You put your mood, you put your traits in this thing, and it like spits out what would be best for you. So you can organize your thoughts and be ready and dominant with your intellect all day long. Go to dominanceondemand.com. Again, dominanceondemand.com. Well, we have another bizarre and horrifying baby hostage situation that was unfolding in Connecticut as of this morning. This is a developing story, and we understand that there have been some changes. The backstory is this. Todd Murray and his wife have been married for 23 years. They own a small business. They already have 3 girls, and on Wednesday, they had their 4th baby, their first boy. Originally, they had planned to have their baby at home, but after early contractions, they decided it would be best to get to a hospital. So Rihanna's husband and children weren't allowed to attend the birth. And then when the baby was born, Rihanna was only allowed 5 minutes of skin-to-skin contact before her baby was snatched up by hospital workers and whisked away from her. Shortly after, Rihanna learned that she had tested positive for COVID-19, although she didn't have any symptoms. But now we know that the world-ending plague boasts a symptom of no symptoms at all. The baby itself tested negative, but that didn't matter. The hospital has gone mad with power and holding the baby hostage based on this COVID test. From a test that we know produces 97% false positives. So the hospital wouldn't give Todd the baby because he'd been exposed. They said that even if he wanted to enter the hospital, he needed to subject himself to a COVID vaccine and quarantine at the hospital, which is obviously impossible with 3 girls to care for. So they moved the baby to the neonatal intensive care unit despite having 0 issues whatsoever because of this positive test. They were trying to discharge the baby's mother without giving her the baby and said that once she was removed, she wouldn't be allowed to deliver any breast milk to her own baby. Horrific. Hospital staff have intimidated the Murrays throughout this entire ordeal. At one point, Rihanna was asked permission to have two antibiotics administered to her baby. Of course, like anyone would, she called to contact her husband by phone and consult with him. They were both informed that they would only be being coerced into agreeing, and in fact, they didn't have a choice in the matter at all. The hospital would administer those drugs no matter what. So that's been the story so far of the past 2 days for the Murrays. Intimidation, threats, demands, and not being allowed to see their own newborn baby. Now they're raising funds on GiveSendGo to help them with whatever legal maneuvers are necessary to get recourse. We encourage all of you to support the Murrays if you're able to. Todd Murray and his wife Rihanna, and it looks like his three girls now joining us from their home, and it appears that they have the baby here. So this is developing now. After 2 days of complete horror, you now have your baby back. How did all of this happen? Take us through this.
That's a big beginning. We, you should start. You had.
Well, they tried to discharge me yesterday, and I said I wouldn't leave without my child. And it was, a lot of things were not made clear. One of the things that they completely got wrong, and what was behind the scenes going to end up keeping him in there until sometime, probably next week at least, was they got his gestational age wrong. They didn't listen to what I said when I was admitted. And so they put him as younger, which is what was going to be keeping him in the NICU. But they didn't tell me that up until last night when I refused to leave the hospital without my child.
With a security guard brought into the room to physically remove her.
While I was literally in the middle of pumping for him.
She was given an ultimatum that she can leave of her own volition or she's going to be physically removed. She's going and the baby is staying, is a quote.
I mean, how did you react to that?
I told them that I could not leave or it would haunt me for the rest of my life. Because I knew once I walked out those hospital doors that I was barred from ever returning. And I had absolutely no leverage at that point if I was to leave.
It would become a matter of recovering our baby.
So when you decided that you weren't going to leave and they had given you this ultimatum, what was their response?
They treated me like a child, saying, you have two options, to go home or go to a suite around the corner. They said they booked me a hotel room and I could do one of those two things. And they tried to put it on me saying, please don't make us remove you physically with a security guard in my room while I'm pumping for my child and NICU.
And also, you've been under such stress. So we had the baby Tuesday at 5:30 in the morning. This is now Thursday night, where she has not been able to sleep, not been able to rest. And, you know, the pressure was on. So we did a video chat. I've never seen her the way that she was. She was gray, slurring her words, stuttering. The both of it, I had been on the phone with 45, 50 lawyers inside of 2 days, calling the hospital. We've had a great outpouring of support, and the girls have also been able to keep me sane at home. But just seeing her in that state and not being able to defend herself, and I could not do anything. I was stuck. It was 3 days, yes, from Tuesday until we just got him back.
So, I mean, the original reasoning for all of this was because you, Rihanna, had tested positive for COVID-19.
I didn't test.
So right after leaving they had me in the OR for delivery. And so I was brought back to recovery. And immediately after the doctor who told me that he was getting antibiotics, whether I liked it or not, it was not my choice, even though it was posed as that.
They gave the illusion of an option.
After going back and forth and voicing all my concerns and, you know, being on the phone, asking my questions, my husband being allowed to ask his questions as far as, you know, the long-term effects and all of that. When they finally said, you know, you don't have a choice, he's getting them. As she was walking out, another person walked in and told me the bad news that I had tested positive. And so I immediately requested a retest, and they said that, you know, they wouldn't normally do that until, I think, 12 or 24 hours. It was just a nonstop stories changing all the time, policies seemingly changing all the time. And at one point when I actually asked for, you know, a couple of days later into the stay, the written policies for COVID, as far as was the NICU had, they said that their policy is not to give out the written policy. So it can be whatever they want it to be, seemingly.
What do you think the motive was here? I mean, obviously they had hand selected your baby. They had decided that they were keeping your baby. I mean, it was their intention to make you leave. And if you weren't going to do it under your own horsepower, they were going to remove you physically with security. And then what's going to happen to your baby, in your opinion?
Well, what it became a little bit more clear with some of the things that they said. They were under the impression that he was younger. I had to actually have my midwife provide paperwork to prove that he was not the age that they had him in their books as, just arbitrarily, you know, about a week-ish younger. Which I guess there's a difference between 34 and 35 in their book as far as.
Okay, but their book aside and their rules and their policies, that they have a policy to not give you their policies, all of that aside, at what point does a hospital have jurisdiction to take a woman's brand new newborn baby son away from her and force her away from the baby and deny the mother the right to even provide breast milk? So if it was a COVID thing, and that's the excuse that they were using, they could potentially justify a breast milk thing, even though we know the COVID thing is fake, all of that aside. But if this is just a gestational age deal, then how are they trying to keep you from providing nutrients to your brand new baby and limit your time skin to skin with your brand new baby? I mean, there's something a whole lot more to this than just the gestational age. Don't you agree?
Yeah. The providing the breast milk wasn't so much of an issue as much as all the other things. I mean, I was pumping to make sure that I would be able to successfully breastfeed once I was reunited with him. But they were saying that with my positive COVID status, and their refusal to retest me, that me walking into the NICU where he was would put all the other sick babies in danger. So I said, well, then bring me my baby here in my room. And they said, we can't do that because he needs this care. But there was never any type of intervention needed. They basically just had their own boxes to check and timelines that were not revealed. And, you know, I've been in a situation with NICU before where tomorrow turns into tomorrow. And their initial, oh, just 2 or 3 days is easily a week.
Yeah, but I mean, I think people would be naive to believe that there's any motive here that's beneficial for the family or for the baby. I mean, there are absolutely nefarious motives here.
I was surrounded by literature in my room about the benefits of breastfeeding, the benefits of skin to skin. It's well established, medically documented. They couldn't answer to that. I kept bringing that up about how these are precious, critical hours and days that I will never get back with my child. This is not what is best for him. This is not what's medically best for his health and well-being.
Or yours.
Or mine. And they couldn't say anything but COVID policy.
Aside from your son, Todd, you mentioned or your wife's health. I mean, aren't there certain, and you'll have to tell me because I'm not a doctor and I've never delivered a baby out of my body, but aren't there certain hormones that a woman has that can only be satisfied by this skin-to-skin contact? Isn't there an actual physical, scientific, chemical bond that happens in these first hours after birth?
Yes, most certainly. Most certainly. Beyond that, the pumping schedule that they had her on was something where she could not rest, as to where naturally she would sleep and the baby would be on her chest and take what is needed. So they had her pumping more than she could provide and more than he could take in. But this was part of protocol. This was another hoop to jump through for her. And if she failed to meet that expectation, then that was a strike against her.
See, I mean, meanwhile, Todd, you have three other daughters that you are there taking care of, not being allowed in the hospital unless you subject yourself to this shot that we know to be extremely dangerous and in many cases deadly. So they're giving you an ultimatum before you're even allowed to enter the hospital and then telling you that you have to quarantine, which would have been impossible. The impossibility for me to understand is, how did you keep yourself sane and from not going to jail?
That's funny.
That's definitely a loaded question.
What happened was, it wasn't even a vaccine issue. I was quarantined without any notice. It started when we went, Brianna already mentioned, when she was in, I was not allowed in. So I heard this through the phone. The doctor gave us the option, or the illusion of an option, to hold off on the antibiotics. And I said, and I did, I asked, you know, what were the long-term effects as far as this gut flora and getting into that. And as I got deeper into the question, I think that she got fed up with it. And she said, all right, look, I was trying to be nice to you. The reality is we don't require your consent and we're moving forward with protocol, like it or not. And so that was kind of a whoa moment where, you know, now we know what we're dealing with. And so we asked for a few moments to discuss, you know, what we were going to do and how we were going to handle it. And from that moment, I imagine that's when she came back in after we got off the phone.
Right after she walked out, the other woman walked in to tell me it.
Are you planning to use this as an opportunity? I mean, you have recourse against this hospital. And if you don't stand up, this is going to continue to happen to a whole bunch of other people. I hope that you plan on making lives miserable there at the hospital and holding them accountable for what they put you and your family and your newborn son through. Is it your intent to sue the hell out of these people?
I've gotten maybe 8 to 10 hours sleep since Monday. I haven't had a chance to think about any of that. Initially, what I was telling people was that I don't want protests. I don't want people to make a stink because, yes, by law,
we do. Because, Todd, if you don't, it's going to continue happening. And they're going to keep taking babies away from mothers and taking advantage of complacent people who have a spirit of calm. And they mistake the spirit of calm as a weakness, when in fact, it was your strength. That's what kept you from going to jail and allowed you to continue being a father for your three children and now at home with your family. So that
also,
was...
At that time, closed doors. If someone were to go rogue or be vindictive, then we deal with the consequences after. And I didn't want to do that. But now that we have a baby, I am most certainly on board to spread the word, because I don't... Seeing what my wife went through... Some people may not be able to make it through that. That was a horrible experience, and we are never going to forget this.
Yeah. Well, I pray that you hold them accountable so that more people don't have to go through this and potentially act out in a different way that's not advantageous for anybody. To your whole family, the Murrays, Todd, Rena, and the children, thank you so much for being here. God bless you, and we're so happy that this thing ended the way that it did. We'll be following up with you and that lawsuit. Thank you. God bless. Okay, so over the last week, we've told you a lot about magnesium and the importance of having the correct or appropriate amounts of magnesium in your body. 50 million Americans suffer from a magnesium deficiency, and they have no idea what's causing their lack of sleep or their depression, low mood, or their anxiety or stress, as if there's not enough of that already. You have to make sure that you have the appropriate amount of magnesium in your body. Check out all of the benefits of magnesium by going to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magnesium Breakthrough is a formula that's going to give you the seven most essential forms of the mineral that can absolutely change your life. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. And if you like discounts, how about 10% 10% off and free shipping if you use the promo code STU10 when you go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. So CPS is willing to unlawfully take your kids from you, snatch them up, and traffic them into the adoption system, never to be seen again. Of course, hospitals are now holding children hostage away from their parents, even the newborn, as we just learned is happening in Connecticut. That story is repeated multiple times all over the country. It's horrific. But Dr. Jane Ruby is with us now, and she says that June is the Dr. Fauci child slaughter month.
Yeah, Stu, I'm sorry to be so dramatic, but, you know, let's face it. I'm trying to get people's attention here. And I do believe that June will be a very, very bad month for children all over the world. In June, the CDC and the FDA will be holding a slew of sham meetings, of course, filled with Fauci's NIH appointees, that'll pretend to review and approve the illegal study data for both Moderna and Pfizer. These deadly shots from children in 6 months old all the way up. It'll cover every child. And I believe that their next goal will be to get fetuses literally in the womb with these shots. And they'll approve the very dangerous fake COVID vaccine. Let me give you an idea of the list. We've got June 7th, approval of Novavax for the first time for those over 18. It is approved in other parts of the world. This is going to be an incredibly dangerous shot to add to the cadre, and people are going to be under the mistaken impression that this is a safer version. And unfortunately, some of the frontline doctors, like Dr. Peter McCullough, have come forward and promoted the supposed safety. This is a very dangerous shot, and I want people to know that.
What makes it more dangerous? I mean, we've talked about this one is used, they use moths to regenerate a spike protein and then inject it into people to alter their DNA and change them and take the likeness of God away from them. But what makes that shot more dangerous, Novavax specifically?
Not necessarily more dangerous, just as dangerous. Because instead of injecting you with the mRNA and letting your body make it and change your DNA directly, if they inject it into moths and arthropods like spiders in a lab, and they produce hundreds of millions of these spikes, they put them in the toxic lipid nanoparticle hydrogel, and then they inject you with billions of the same synthetic spikes that your body would have made. However, this time it's integrated with arthropod, you know, moth and spider DNA.
We have arthropod, moth, and spider DNA in Novavax. We've already discovered venomous peptides from snakes in this other thing from Pfizer and Moderna, obviously. People have been examining these vials since Watch the Water came out. German hedgehogs, pangolins, bats from Africa, by the way, where the African king cobra lives, bats in China. These psychopaths are just putting all of this stuff together in like a petri dish and mixing it around and just playing with the genetics of human life. I just have to take this back to ground zero. I mean, am I losing my mind here? This is all in the name of a man-made virus, a fake virus. I don't even believe viruses exist anymore, actually, after everything that I've learned here in the last year. All in the name of something that 99.987% of people who contract this thing survive with their own God-given immunity. I mean, where are we all losing our minds? Where's the disconnect here?
Let me just get through the rest of this list because it's really critical. They're going after children under six. Moderna wants approval of its entire vaccine line in children under 6 years old. On June 22nd, Pfizer will be having a meeting with the FDA to get full approval of its shots in children under five. And on the 28th, they'll be exploring new data for variants that nobody's getting sick from. And I wanna know how the FDA is gonna reconcile that the European Union, the EMA, is prohibiting the use of Moderna and anyone under 30 years old, but in the United States, we're gonna give it to children five and above. I mean, this has just gotta stop. The deaths and dismemberment and damage to babies and small children is gonna be horrific, Stu. And you know what? Maybe that'll stop things. Maybe that'll stop it. I'm totally frustrated with the whole process. June is gonna be a yes, 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 yes month for vaccines for children, these fake vaccines, and the death is just gonna start rolling out.
Is there a safe vaccine anymore, in your opinion?
No, there is no vaccine, number one, for any kind of flu. And there is nothing I would trust from these companies at all. I wouldn't trust the seasonal flu shots. I wouldn't trust the milestone childhood, vaccine schedule, because they're jamming this technology into everything. And they're adding other things. They could be adding chips, identification chips. I just don't trust anything from any company.
So you're talking about pregnant women being forced to take this injection already. I mean, we have that. Right. People who, as a condition of their employment, were pregnant and had to take this thing. So obviously the baby is getting some of that. But are you talking about or suggesting the idea that these babies will actually be injected intravenously or in the womb or whatever you call that, how do you, prenatally?
Well, they are essentially when their mother-to-be gets it. But what's next? Under 6 months old? I mean, newborns? Where are we going with this?
You deliver your baby and they pull your baby aside and put it over on the table, cut its umbilical cord, and then inject it with this serum, this death euthanasia shot.
That's next. What else is next? Under 6 months. That's a big...
I got to go back to this. I mean, why, by and large, is the general public still even entertaining a shot, an injection, an inoculation at all in the name of something that virtually kills nobody? Where are we as a country, or as a world?
They may not be. In fact, a little bright glimmer of hope, Stu. Yesterday or the day before, Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, was complaining at the WEF on stage that he's got $700 billion doses that are rotting in warehouses. And I hope he rots.
If we could identify where those warehouses are, I think the United States military or somebody, maybe $40 billion would be better spent incinerating these things and arresting whoever is responsible for putting these things together rather than sending it over to, you know, pagan neo-Nazi war criminals in Ukraine who are executing Ukrainian civilians that are trying to flee. By the way, Vladimir Putin is trying to save them and intervene and make this thing as humanitarian as possible. While he, by the way, targets the bioweapons labs that are manufacturing other chimeric viruses or whatever next thing it is that they're going to unleash on the planet, specifically here in America, to kill us. By the way, funded by United States taxpayers. By the way, overseen by the CIA and operated by the Pentagon. Victoria Nuland, the failure, was forced to admit that these things existed, and that's exactly what Vladimir Putin is strategically targeting. I wish we could, too. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks, Stu.
Fauci's attack on our kids, the slaughter is the month of June, the attack on our kids in schools. They're trying to snatch and hold hostage our children in the hospital, taking away your individual liberties and freedom, and now they're coming for your guns. The gun market is in the tank. Right now is the time to buy guns. GunsAmerica.com is America's number one online platform, the most trusted online platform for buying and selling guns. Get ammo, get guns. If you have guns, get more guns. Protect your individual liberty, protect your family, your freedom, and your property. Do not give an inch on the Second Amendment. GunsAmerica.com hosts sales by private parties and dealers. No matter what you're doing, make sure that it's GunsAmerica.com. Buying and selling is absolutely free if you're doing transactions within 50 miles of your home, plus Hunt 365 for hunting enthusiasts, experts breaking down and reviewing guns, prepping information. All of it can be found at America's most trusted online platform for buying and selling guns. Go to GunsAmerica.com. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to GunsAmerica.com.
The medical mafia is ripping life-saving medication off the shelves, overwhelming the system.
That's against the law.
No, actually it's not.
While communist doctors are doing everything they can to withhold care from patients in need.
Vaccination, Jim, has been the solution to every major public health issue. But when you have a virus that's circulating in the community and you are not vaccinated, you are part of the problem.
But there's hope. Dr. Stella Emanuel is saving lives with early treatments that are proven to work.
I just want to let everybody know in America, you don't have to get sick. You don't have to wait till you get sick. Everybody needs to have ivermectin hydroxychloroquine in their medicine cabinet.
Dr. Stella is taking patients today. Go to drstellamd.com and use promo code STU to book an appointment and get life-saving meds sent straight to your doorstep. No hassle, no Fauci, only compassion. drstellamd.com, promo code STU.
Well, as we discussed yesterday, the Biden regime is gutting our military. At the exact moment, by the way, that they're rushing us at warp speed toward a third world war. Sounds like a great idea. Jordan Carr has seen this gutting of the military firsthand. She spent years as an Air Force captain and intel officer. But 3 weeks ago, she was separated from the military because of her opposition to these unlawful vaccine mandates. She didn't leave the force quietly, though. We're happy about that. She helped to initiate two lawsuits against the Department of Defense and also helped thousands of other service members stand up against the tyrannical mandates in any way that they could. Now Captain Kerr is taking matters into her own hands. She's running for the Florida State House of Representatives in District 2, representing the Pensacola area. She has a message that she wants to share with our elected lawmakers right now. Here's what she said to us by email. Quote, I want to address members of Congress and our representatives. They keep saying, when we win in 2022. No, we need your help now. If you can't help us, then why are we paying you a six-figure salary while we're out of jobs? It isn't enough to just reinstate us with back pay. We have a corrupt organization and we need to fix it. There are thousands of service members who want to do the job of our representatives and fix this mess for them. If you can't fix it, then move aside so we can. After I went on the Matt Gaetz podcast, his team has been completely radio silent on service member testimony that we've been sending them. It's been very disappointing. Additionally, Gaetz endorsed two establishment and unliked candidates running for state house, which is not a good indication that it'll be any different in 2022. Any candidate of integrity will demand an audit of 2020. We have an illegitimate administration and people are losing their lives and their jobs because of it, while our representatives tell us that they can't do anything until we take back the House and the Senate. Unacceptable. If your constituents are suffering, then you should be doing something about it. Unquote. Jordan Carr joins us now. Jordan, thank you so much for being here. I mean, how frustrating is it to hear these excuses while so-called conservatives just shrug their shoulders at the pain and death that we're seeing out here in the real world?
Thank you, Stu. Yeah, it is very frustrating. You know, I'm hearing testimony across the force still. I'm still involved with the service members that are still in service, and not just in the military, but in the civilian population here in the Panhandle. There are nurses who have lost their jobs over these COVID mandates. My dad was forced to retire early. I actually just got testimony from a pregnant former Navy service member, and she doesn't have medical coverage. She got pregnant in the service. She doesn't have medical coverage because she has a misconduct code on her discharge characterization. And so, you know, she's stressed out. She's struggling to figure out how to provide for her and her child. And it's just disgusting seeing these representatives, you know, marching across a campaign trail and their constituents are suffering. And, you know, just we're all sick of it. We're sick of being told that something will be done, you know, in the future. Something needs to be done now. The role of the government is to secure the rights of the people, not infringe upon those rights. And, you know, it's heartbreaking hearing all this testimony. I have a friend who actually gave in and got the COVID shot, and he has an inflamed heart now, 48 hours later.
They're killing us. I mean, they're killing our military, literally.
Yep. Spiritually, morally, physically, the morale in the military is so low. There's so much distrust. And, you know, there was actually a board of inquiry recently where a Navy lieutenant was retained, and the commander said, we didn't know that we didn't have an FDA approved vaccine. And they were, you know, disgusted by that. But that's
we're actually going to be talking with Attorney Thomas Renz about that exact situation in a little while. And this was limited to one individual. And for some reason, after the Pentagon admits, hey, there's no approved vaccine at all. And they give this one individual this exemption, or the board rules in his favor and doesn't force him to get this lethal euthanization shot, basically. Why is this not across the whole Department of Defense? Why is this not across all of our armed forces? But I want to talk to you more about Matt Gaetz. These are supposedly conservative firebrands. I mean, these are the people who are supposed to be America First fighters. And now he's completely ignoring you and your situation. I mean, why?
Yeah, I am very concerned about that. It's curious, you know, I do find it ironic that he's had months to endorse this incumbent and waited until I threw my hat in the ring because I'm pissed off and want to do something about it. You know, I am very involved in local groups here, and to hear the frustration coming out of these, you know, constituents, I wanted to do something about it. And it's not just me. There are so many patriots here who have thought about running for office, and to see a representative who is a fighter verbally and, you know, has held, you know, Lloyd Austin to the fire, to see him endorse the establishment candidates is very disappointing, especially when you look at their campaign finances and you see $70,000 going into their campaign, $100,000 going into their campaign. That tells me that those candidates are going to be beholden to the donors and not the constituents. I mean, some of them refuse to meet with the constituents. They refuse to be asked questions. those are not the people we want representing us, because those are not the people that are going to listen to the constituents and, you know, hear our concerns.
If these people aren't even campaigning, they're not out knocking doors, they're not talking to prospective voters, what makes anybody think that when they're elected or selected, in a lot of cases, that they're actually going to respond to the instruction of their constituents, of their base, of the people that they represent? Because that is what our representatives are supposed to do by our United States Constitution and by the Florida State Constitution. We are to instruct them. And if they don't listen, or if they don't heed what we instruct them to do, then we have the right to remove them or to abolish that form of government and replace it completely. We'd be derelict in our duties as Americans if we didn't do that.
Yep. And these candidates, I really think they think that they can buy their way to Tallahassee, that they can buy their way to their state capitals and to the federal capital without actually working for it. And people are sick of it. You know, we still have not forgotten 2020. We want an audit. And I actually listened to the incumbent argue with his constituents about how Florida and here in the panhandle, we have the most safe and secure elections. And the facts show otherwise. You know, I actually have a friend who's been working with Seth Keschel, and we have a panhandle mule ring here in the panhandle, and it's likely in Pensacola. And what these mules do is they actually target red counties, because we are going to think, you know, oh, well, we won this county, it's a red county, there's no fraud, it's good. Well, that's what they intentionally want us to do. They don't want us to question. And so it is frustrating to hear that we have safe and secure elections. If you really believe that, then show us, be transparent about it. And if you win your primary, call for an audit. You should want your constituents to know that you believe in election integrity so much that you're willing to audit your own election.
Well, you're doing one of the most patriotic things that a person can do. You're taking matters into your own hands, and you're saying, if you don't want to do your job, then I will. And I got to believe that there are thousands of people in your district, hundreds of thousands potentially, that are going to support those efforts, because people are just ever growing more and more frustrated with this. And what do you think it is? I mean, if we have a conservative America First mega firebrand representing their constituency in Florida, for example, why would they not be wanting to push for an audit? What do you think it is?
I have no idea. I honestly am questioning whether, you know, maybe they have people, lobbyists that are paying them. It just doesn't make any sense. Maybe they like the power. You know, they're making six figures, a lot of these members. When they get into office, they become celebrities, and maybe they like that attention and they don't want people who are actually going to do the job. You know, our government was not meant for candidates and representatives to stay in there long term, and these people are in there for multiple terms. And that's a problem. That's why we're not getting anything done. That's why people are suffering.
Well, I want to give you the opportunity to platform your platform. So what are you running on?
Yep. So the big thing for me is medical freedom, and we need to audit 2020. You know, we don't have safe and secure elections. Our service members go overseas to fight for our rights, and they're not secure. We should be able to demand, you know, safe, secure elections. We should be able to demand medical freedom. That shouldn't even be a choice. Like, we should automatically have medical freedom. And then the January 6th prisoners, why are they still in jail? There's so many Florida constituents that are in DC jail, and it's ridiculous. If they can't do anything at the federal level, we should be able to do something at the state level.
Why is nobody in elected government fighting for these prisoners of war?
Yeah,
nobody's mentioning them. Why? I mean, why is it radio silence?
Everything that is happening is so unconstitutional. And that's been the most disheartening thing, is these representatives, these service members, their oath is to the Constitution of the United States. So why are they abdicating their oath?
Yeah. It's time for us to start taking our constitutions seriously and remove these people. Abraham Lincoln said it best, and I'm paraphrasing here, so I don't know if I'm getting it exactly, but he said, we would not be here to overthrow the government, but to overthrow the men who would pervert the Constitution. Overthrow is not a bad word, neither is militia, and we need to take that seriously. Thank you so much for your fight, Jordan. We really appreciate you being here. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu. God bless you.
All right, so I mean, it's clear that they're trying to steal our freedom. They're trying to steal our service. People work so hard to get into the armed forces. They dream about it from childhood. They look in admiration at service members when they see them in their uniforms at recruiting stations or in their schools, and they're trying to steal all of that from us. They're stealing our kids. You don't think that they will steal your money? please. They're coming for your money. So if you have 50 grand or more in your IRA or in your 401k or in your savings, you need to protect it. This is your money that you've worked hard for and even harder to save it in most cases. So call my friends at GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD, and protect your retirement savings with physical gold and silver. Plus, when you call 855-706-GOLD, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. GoldCo has already helped thousands of people to protect their retirement savings that they have worked hard for. Don't lose your money to hyperinflation, tax hikes, and government theft. They're going to steal it. Call 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD for GoldCo. Today's Stu Peters Show and every Stu Peters Show brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Go there right now if you know what you're doing. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. A special day today, broadcasting live from the undisclosed secret southern bunker location here at the headquarters, TLM Global, the Stu Peters Show Network, for this signer. The whole family is here. This is the family that works behind the scenes to bring you the truth every single day that will ultimately crush the demonic agenda, the NWO, the Great Reset, all of it. We're excited to watch it happen in our lifetimes. We're taking this country back. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!